Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mark Aboli joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Mark talked to Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward said he'll play someplace else in 2025. He's playing, whether it's with the Steelers or someone else. And then he mentions Cleveland. Do you think he... What, tell us how that all came about, Mark, because he said he's got family in Cleveland, his wife's got family in Cleveland, but it's rubbed a lot of Steelers fans the wrong way.
It was a joke. He was joking about Cleveland. Maybe not playing somewhere else. So, that's all that was. I mean,
well, you didn't write it that way, Mark. I feel like you're culpable here.
No, I thought I made it quite clear that it was jokingly. It's the aggregators that came and then made it sound like it was true. I mean, I said to him, hey, nobody's going to see you in a 32 Seattle Seahawks Franco jersey, right? And he laughs. I said, yeah, you know, Cleveland, Cincinnati. He goes, oh, you know, Cleveland. My wife and some family are still up there. I'm like, yeah, right. He goes, yeah. And, you know, it was just a joke. But the grand scheme of things he's trying to gain some leverage. I don't even know if it's leverage, but I think he's just holding off, waiting, trying to see maybe the longer he waits that they can come together with maybe – I don't know. It's hard because they won't tell you specifics of what happened. What I'm saying is maybe they're offering him low right now and they're not offering him much of incentives to sign right now. Maybe if he goes down this route, he'll get them to say, you know, add some kickers into it of playtime stuff or anything like that to get more money out of it. It's just a game right now. Trust me, I don't think he was – I know he wasn't serious about the Cleveland thing.
Okay, great. Like, that was a joke, and I'm glad that you said that. Yes. That was a joke, because that didn't make any sense to me why he would do that and alienate himself from the Steelers organization or this fan base. But it's not a joke that there's a possibility he could be playing somewhere else. And what percentage chance do you give that, Mark?
I mean, I guess – I mean, once you get past September 8th and the the start of the season, I guess it's – anybody's guess at that point, because you don't know what the season's going to look like. You don't know what the Steelers would offer him. I think the Steelers, what they're trying to do is take advantage of his loyalty. And honestly, that's what I truly believe is, okay, let's see what you can do this year. We know you'll sign back next year. You don't want to go anywhere else. So we'll save our rear ends here of any risk, and we'll know you'll sign back next year. And he's basically saying, nah, maybe not. And it's just a big leverage type of game. I think he'll get it done. Like I've been saying, is both of them are going to have to give some concessions here. Steelers are going to have to give him more incentives of lace contract and more money to potentially make, and he's not going to want to have that guaranteed, you know, $16-18 million like he's a 27-year-old rather than he's a 35-year-old coming off of injury.
Mark Aboli joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, our Steelers insider from The Athletic. It is 9:04, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. So Omar Khan was on with the Afternoon Guys last week, and he basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, said that just because they did not give Najee Harris pick up his fifth-year option doesn't mean he's not in their long-term plans. How do you view that now? And Najee hasn't dispelled any of this because he didn't talk the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all. I mean, if they wanted him in their long-term plans, they would have picked up his option or at least, you know, offer him a contract. I mean, I don't believe in let's see how he does in Arthur Smith's offense. We know how he's going to do in Arthur Smith's offense because he's had running backs like that before. So I just think it was, when I did listen to that interview, is I think it was a business decision. They don't want to pay a guy $7 million of guaranteed money right now, especially when you have a position that's that people don't pay a lot to, and you already have a guy like Jaylen Warren, who's not going to get paid much money next year. We're talking about, people talk about him, Jaylen Warren, getting a contract extension next year. He's an RFA, man. They're going to offer him $2 million or $3 million, and he's going to have to take it. It's not like they're going to break the bank on him. He doesn't have any leverage whatsoever. So it was a business decision, and I don't think he will be around. Maybe that's why Najee's not talking to anybody or not acknowledging any of our existence. I wish he would have. Then he could put everything to rest. 89 other players talk, 25 coaches talk, GM talk to the PM team. I think that the fourth-year running back would have been able to talk up too. But, hey, that's his choice.
Mark, you tweeted out, I think it was maybe the first day of minicamp or maybe the last day of OTAs, that Micah Fitzpatrick was the highest competitor on the field, something of that nature, including you right now. But with what Tara Austin said about moving Micah Fitzpatrick to the more the center field role, his natural role, do you anticipate him having a big year this year?
I always anticipate him having a big year. I think he's that good. It was just he had a bunch of injuries last year and playing a position that didn't really be conducive to him making some plays. And obviously the him being very competitive, very subjective. One of the reasons why I wrote that was because it was during a drill and somebody caught a ball and he was so upset at him, he grabbed the ball and started yelling at him and then threw it at him. I mean, it was just a OTA practice or something where somebody caught a 4-yard pass and he wasn't happy. And we're talking about June right now. So he is extremely competitive person. And I think he's probably the best safety in the league. But last year was one of those years where just everything caught up to him. He wasn't put in position. But yeah, I think that's a key to the defense. I mean, we talk about all the other guys, the Porters, the Watts and Haywards and the Queens, but I think that's a guy, if he could get back to what he did 2 years ago, at least production-wise, that makes that team, that defense even more elite.
Mark Caboli with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Are they getting anything done, or are they trying to get anything done with Justin Fields?
I haven't heard anything. I wouldn't anticipate anything right now because they just don't know. I mean, let's see what he does in training camp and preseason, and then they would probably approach it that way if they see him as a potential future star. But once again, if you're Justin Fields, do you view it that way as well? I mean, if you're looking and say, okay, I'm sitting behind Russell Wilson 1 year, how about if Russell Wilson wants him to come back for another year or two? Where does that leave me? Before you know it, I'm pushing 30 and I'm still not on the field. So that's a tough decision for him because he could get some security and money, but he might be sacrificing his long-term playing too, depending on how it works out. I would definitely sign him. You know, you have to – I mean, it wouldn't have to break the bank at all. It would just have to be – I would like – I mean, if you could somehow keep him for another year or two to be able – or at least 1 year to ensure you have a quarterback in that room next year would be the ultimate. But, you know, you need to have two parties to agree on this, and right now we just don't know. But I think that's more of a late September type of thing, early September.
Mark, this is a little out of the Steelers realm, but I want to get your take on it. Over the weekend, I was at a golf outing, and I was golfing with a guy who's really good friends with Joe Namath. And he says Joe Namath gripes a lot now, and he's upset all the time, and he's just mad kind of at the world. And I was like, well, why? And he was like, because he watches so many quarterbacks now get paid so much money, and he knows what he did, and he knows, and he feels like he should have made that much money as well. Trevor Lawrence, $250 million. Like, does he deserve that? Does he deserve that much money?
That's what they see him as the future as right now. Definitely he has not earned that yet. But I mean, this day and age, man, you better have yourself a quarterback, and even if you have a semblance of one under your possession, so to speak, you better keep him. And it's just going to keep going up. My question to you, Doran, was when this guy talked to you about Joe Namath, did you say, "You're talking to me"? I was the tight end before the tight ends become what they are today, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
And NIL, damn
and
it.
And NIL, yeah. I mean, I'm just getting shafted all over, of course.
You've got a really good mindset for it, though.
Thanks.
Yeah, you should say, talk to somebody else. I don't want to hear it.
I just, looked at him. I was like, what?
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
One more quarterback question here for you, Mark. And we've gone down this path before, and it got us in trouble with Kenny Pickett. But just, I mean, broadly, how did the guys look? I mean, how's Justin Fields look? How's Russell Wilson look out there?
I know. Didn't Kenny fool us all last year?
But apparently he's tearing it up for the Eagles right now, too.
Well, apparently, right? Everybody tears up. I think we have to take a mulligan last year because, I mean, anybody with two eyes saw that Kenny was unbelievable last August and into September. So we can pass right now. So the quarterbacks, I mean, I like what Russell Wilson's doing more than Justin Fields. I just think Justin Fields is erratic at times. He makes some spectacular plays. And you're like, oh, that's why he was such a high draft pick. Then he throws a couple floaters or some moon balls. And you're like, wait, okay, now that's why the Bears got rid of him. I think he needs some more work to be done. I think Russell, for the first time, though, I tell you one thing, there was during a mini camp, he found some pressure and he was a little skittish and got rid of the ball. And I did not see that from Russell the whole entire offseason except this one play. But I think he's going to provide stability. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes. So I think that Russell is a guy that is far ahead of where Justin Fields is right now. You can package it as a competition, but shouldn't we have learned that from 2 years ago when they brought in Mitch? They can package it out whatever way they want to. It's not going to be it. It's Russell Wilson's job, and I think he's looked good enough to be able to at least hit some throws that Kenny wasn't able to make last year during the season. So I think Russell, if he keeps up where he is, I think they will definitely be better at that position. So I'm pretty impressed with what I've seen from him. But I was impressed with Kenny Pickett last year, so we better just wait and see.
Mark, last thing for you. We had Jason Mackey on earlier in this video call set up, and he popped on. He had a Skeens mustache. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think Mackey could pull that off. So I'm glad to see you filling in a little bit there, Crowley.
Yeah. I couldn't pull it off. His was better than mine.
Could you pull it off, Mark?
No, I can't draw. I can't grow a mustache at all. I'm sans mustache in my life. So I will be at the Pirate game on Saturday, and potentially Skeens will pitch Saturday. McCutcheon bobblehead. It's going to be my absolute nightmare. 98 degrees, full house, two kids. Oh, my goodness. I'm not looking forward to this.
Thank you, Mark. You're always pleasant. Yes. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Mark.
Right, see you guys.
Pirates will play the Reds on Wednesday, 12:35. It's going to be 108 degrees, real field temperature. They got to move that game tonight, don't they? Or is that
no?
That's too wussy stuff?
Yeah, maybe if it was like a youth baseball game. I don't want kids out there, but these, I mean.
I'm making an executive decision right now.
They play football in that weather.
Yeah. Men
are wearing pads.
Men. Those are real men. I'm talking more about just getting butts in seats. You wouldn't catch me dead at that game, 12:35. You could tell me, I guarantee you Skeens is throwing a no-hitter on Wednesday. You could guarantee, I know he's pitching tonight, but you could tell me Skeens is pitching a no-hitter on Wednesday.
You
all you got to
go.
Do is, I would not show
yes,
up.
Yes, you would.
It's sit not there that in 100
bad.
Degrees? No way.
It's not that
Cincinnati
bad.
Plays at home the next day. The Pirates also play at home. You don't need the getaway day. Move the game to 6:40. Get people in the seats. I would not be caught dead at that game. No chance. I'd rather sit there in 8 degrees than 90.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I
no,
would.
No, you would not.
Which would you prefer, cold or hot?
Hot.
No way. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.